The other day I took a drive by the ocean to escape from a web of conflict and commotion. The sun was shining on the sand and the waves and the warmth on the water was inviting me to bathe. So I jumped in hoping the current wasn't dangerous. I looked at the coral and I looked at an octopus and it looked back. It said,
"Be not troubled,"
which is hard to do when a mollusk is accosting you.
"Be not troubled,"
didn't want to cause a spectacle, so I just shook its tentacle.
"Be not troubled, down here we live in harmony, down here we are free in the sea."
Said I'd never met a cephalopod, and that my normal kind of company stood on sand inside. It curled a tentacle back like I should follow. Curiosity consumed me, so my head went holler. And then before I had a chance to rethink, it twirled around and around and it shrouded us in ink. Jet lag. It said,
"Be not troubled,"
which is easier to me when I'm able to see.
"Be not troubled,"
it had a certain kind of charm, so I figured, what's the harm?
"Be not troubled, down here everything is slow, so much for me to show, let's go."
I was amazed, I was dazed, I was crazed by the beauty and the color, but my escort wasn't fazed. Some other octopi emerged from the blue, and it was here that I realized I hadn't thought this through. They wrapped me up by the arms and the legs, so I started to cry, and then I started to beg. They just laughed, saying,
"Be not troubled,
perhaps this isn't over, but I panic when I'm mobile.
Be not troubled,
all my worries on the ground didn't seem quite as profound.
Be not troubled, down here we includes me, but it doesn't extend to me, you see."
You might have noticed that I'm singing this song, so you're wondering how I escaped an octopus throng. Well, at first they came on kinda rude, but as luck would have it, octopi don't wanna eat dudes. They just wanted to make another friend, so they cast a magic spell and that's how the story ends.
Be not troubled. Be not troubled. Be not troubled. Be not troubled.